The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. So, Samantha, what has been your general experience of negotiating contracts and asking for what you think you're worth?
I have a couple of kind of experiences because for the longest time I worked at government and then I went to work as a nanny and then I came back to government and then I worked as a bartender and then now here meaning iHeart. But when I started with the government, there was no negotiating. Like in any government, they are the very like stipulation of getting the bottom pay, whatever. It's like you're worth this to this. Or this job is worth this to this, you were getting the base pay no matter what. My first job, you and I talked about this, I think. My first job, I was investigating child abuse and I was getting paid $27,000. And that's including benefits and all of that, of course, but that still comes out of your check. It's not like they just give you these benefits. And yes, I think if you're not in the U.S. and you don't already know, your insurance, your health insurance is based on your job and whether or not you have a job, which apparently, even though we're used to it as Americans, because that's what we know, we're like, of course, that's not a thing outside of here. They're like, people are like, what? Because, you know, they value their health outside of whether or not they have a good enough job to get coverage or whatever. Because, yeah, if you have minimum wage, you don't get coverage. If you work minimum wage jobs and that aren't over a certain amount of hours, you are not guaranteed coverage. And yes, there's many businesses that make sure you work 38 hours or 39 hours instead of the 40 hours, which makes you a full-time so that you can't get these benefits. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so going into that, didn't think that was an option. Went into being a nanny, which paid a lot more. And I had gotten bonuses and I was promised yearly raises. I never got them. And then finally, I had to have a talk. And I had to continue and persistently ask for a meeting to have my talk about a raise. And I finally got one. It was minimal. But the fact that I did it, I was very proud of myself because I'm not good at confrontation, despite the fact that I sound very strong and sound like I would be. I'm not. I wait till I have the very last minute and then I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. And I finally did it. Going back to working for the government again. Of course, that's not a thing. I tried to negotiate. They don't allow it. As in fact, it took me to get to 9 years and 2 promotions to be even able to ask why. Why isn't this a thing? Especially because the government stopped giving raises, cost of living raises. So by the end, I had gotten 3 promotions and I was getting paid $36,000. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's not a lot for the amount of jobs I was doing, which ended up me going to work at a bar. Of course, 213, the rest is tips. And don't get me wrong, I got good tips for a while, so it was great. But yes, the U.S. is also based on a tip system, and we already know that's a whole other conversation that we could have and how it's those types of services are dominated by women typically. but okay. Mm-hmm. And then came to iHeart. I was very confused by iHeart because I will say I did learn from the previous host. You were a great help in trying to figure out what to navigate this. So my experience, very long-windedly, has been unusual. It was more about me asking questions. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yeah. So I feel like through my lifetime, I have in various factors, in various ways, I've absorbed this messaging that I really have to fight to get paid more. Like if I don't fight, I'm not going to get paid.
Right.
They're going to pay me the minimum amount, which is true in one sense, but also frustrating in the other in terms of that's kind of another job you're placing on someone to explain why I'm worth, pay me this much, I'm worth it.
Right.
Which, as we know, with women and other marginalized folks, there are a lot of things that make that trickier to do. But I always had it in the back of my head that I'm going to have to negotiate for pay because they're going to be paying me less. I've been with this company since 2011, but it's been through like seven different owners. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, for a while they were definitely doing something that was illegal in my early days where they would hire me for a year, but then I had to take 2 months off and that was so they didn't have to pay me benefits.
So that you would be called part-time.
Yeah. Mm. And in the weirdest way, like that's terrible. I don't approve of it, but it was kind of nice to have those 2 months off. I do not approve of it. That's very wrong. But it was kind of nice to be like, well, I'll I'm just going to go on a road trip for 2 months. Although, I mean, that was very, very, very trusting of me to assume the job would be there when I got back. And I was not sure that it would be. But it was. I have probably negotiated 4 times now with my contract. And it's such a frustrating thing because I feel, on the one hand, like I want to be... We've read so many articles, right? Like women go in there and do this and do this. And so I feel like I have to do that. But at the same time, it makes me mad that I have to keep all that in mind. In, like, they basically are saying, like, men just get that, but women have to prove that.
Right.
So that frustrates me and I get in my head about it. And then, unfortunately, in the U.S. and a lot of fields in the U.S., there's not a lot of transparency when it comes to pay. And I feel like we've seen a lot of articles and research that are saying basically like women, when they think they're asking for a lot, they're really kind of in the like mid to lower tier
right.
of what people are getting paid. And it's hard to know the truth of that. And I will say, and our friends in this office were very open. In my experience, we're pretty open about this is how much I make and this is how I kind of got to this point. But it's hard. There's a guilt factor. And you and I were talking about this. There's a guilt factor of kind of a, like an imposter level syndrome thing, but also just feeling like it's hard to argue your worth this amount of money when you're not sure where the baseline is.
Right.
And also, you are struggling with maybe some self-esteem issues or, yeah, this imposter syndrome where you're like, what if this is the thing that they say, no, you're not worth that amount of money?
Right.
And how devastating that could be.
Right.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
In many aspects, when we talked about our contract, we were coming back. There was a specific situation in which, you know, we were told, hey, can you do this for us? And in our minds, we're like, oh, yeah, sure. Wait, what? This doesn't make sense, because you're asking us to do something, gaslighting us to make us think that it's for us. But then when we sit here and think about it, we're like, wait, that's more work for us. What? Mm-hmm. And then having that moment of realizing we felt guilty and almost said yes. Mm-hmm. To some situations, to many situations, actually, because we just, you know, of course, yeah, absolutely, we'll help, not realizing that this is more work on us, mm-hmm, without paying us and making us think that if we don't do it,
yeah,
we're letting other people down.
Yes. And I think that's a big key to this point when we are talking about women specifically, or marginalized people specifically, that I won't speak for you, Samantha, but I really enjoy this job. I love it. There's ups and downs for sure, but in general, like, I really love it. And I feel there's so many instances of the capitalist system kind of weaponizing that, of like, you like your job, right? You want to do a good job, right? You can be easily replaced. You know that, right? That puts you in this situation where you feel like you have to say yes to these things. In order to succeed, you basically are not going to get paid what you're worth.
Right.
And you just have, that's just the way it is. You have to go on without proper compensation. And also with women, I feel like there's a level of weaponizing empathy, because we do feel like we're letting other people down. It's not just the like financial aspect, which is important. I'm not downplaying that at all. But like, there's another person on the other side of this. And I don't want to let you down, but at the same time, you're a huge company. You can like pay for this.
Right. Well, I mean, there's kind of a couple of things to that, because the things that we are taught in this country. So again, I'm going to keep this in the U.S. because I know other countries have a little better setup or a completely different setup, either way, where A, we're told, yes, you should find a job that you love so it's not work to you. You're getting paid for something you love, right? So that, mm-hmm, means I can pay you less, hopefully, because you love this. This is what you're passionate about. And it's kind of this weird narrative that we've been fed so long that we've accepted this. Like, I love my job. Yes, I would do this without pay. Almost like that kind of level. Yeah. Like, wait, why should we have to even have that conversation? Why can't we be paid for doing something that I do love, but making you money?
Right.
Okay. And then this other bit of, if you don't do your part, and I think this goes, again, more for women, if you don't do your part, you're going to push that onto someone else. So this is your fault. So I'm thinking specifically with my government job and even with this job. I know you and I have talked about this. We don't really take vacations because if we're needed, we'll answer. Mm-hmm. But in my government job, I absolutely never took a vacation longer than 4 days. And within those 4 days would be weekends because no one could do what I do without taking on a whole new caseload. And they specifically do that to you. Mm-hmm. So that you don't leave. So you, to be fair, I did eventually get paid out for my vacation time. Not when I was in DFACS and I worked overtime and they contested my overtime and did not pay me out because that's what they do. That is that like implication in that conversation that if you don't do this, it's not the government who suffers, it's your coworkers. So mm-hmm. are you going to do that to someone else, to you? And I think it would be kind of similar for us because we are our individual hosts, but our producer, wonderful Christina, would be scrambling if we were like, eh, bye, and didn't have a plan for this. And of course, mm-hmm. there's one thing to be responsible, but mm-hmm. it, like if we abruptly had to leave for an emergency, I would be giving you all this work that you would have to do to scramble around without me. And I would have an immense amount of guilt. But the corporations give no shits.
Right.
They just want their money.
Exactly, exactly. And I know it's a big point of conversation, as it should be right now and always, but like companies kind of using that whole idea of, you know, oh, we're family. And
we're family. Oh,
right. Right. And I, like, I love my coworkers, but there, you do have to draw the line because many of my coworkers, our coworkers are friends, like legit. Right. But there's a line between work that a company is making money off of and kind of using that line to guilt you into working for free, essentially.
Right.
Or feeling miserable or taking on this extra load or this extra guilt, which I do think a lot of women do. And when I think about, like, I'm just thinking about my friends and hearing my women friends and hearing their experiences with their jobs and how they'll just, like, stress to make sure somebody's vacation is perfect, which is really sweet. But it's also, you're taking on this extra staff and you're not getting paid for it.
And I think the conversation too is, once again, who is benefiting in all of this and who is being hurt? And when it comes down to it, those who are ahead and have found a way to give all of those responsibilities to those who don't have as large voices don't really care. They don't really see.
Yeah.
And no matter what, no matter what we may hear, when it comes to larger corporations, when it comes to being valued, there is an agenda. There is an agenda, and we have to be careful of that. But again, coming to, for me specifically, I came from a government job that paid one-third of what I'm getting paid now. Mm-hmm. And I am grateful. But because of that mentality, I'm being told I should be grateful and not actually get paid, instead of not realizing, hey, I wasn't being paid from my previous job. And it absolutely is wrong. And that is a corrupt system because that's based on government, because I was a government worker. Mm-hmm. And I feel the same way about teachers. Anyway, but coming into this non-government work, into a corporate world, which makes billions of dollars, likes to talk about how much money they make. And I guess that's supposed to be a comforting note. Mm-hmm. But then you start looking at your own job listings, what you take on, and then see the pay. And you start having questions. And I came in with a, see, isn't this a better pay than what you were getting? You should be grateful.
Sure.
I mean, at one point in time, I kind of was told that. Mm-hmm. See, what am, you're having so much better mental health. I'm like, you know what? Actually, that's not true. Because my mental health is my mental health. And this causes me just as much anxiety in a new way. But it's still there.
I don't mean to laugh at you.
No, I laugh because I'm like, yeah, sure, it's different, but it's still there.
No, I totally hear you. Yeah, and I know, like, before when you and I were first talking about, like, you coming on, we had a cheese night, and as we love to do, and I said, like, I felt so much guilt that I got paid more than my dad did. And he'd gone to 13 years of college to be a lawyer and then a professor. And I think, like, there's a different conversation between we are not paying people what they're worth, and especially, like, jobs dominated by women like teachers. They should get paid so much money.
Right.
And the kind of comparison trap that you get into where you think, I'm not worth that because this person should be worth more. Like, we aren't in control of those systems. If I had my way, then yeah, teachers would be getting paid way more than me.
Right.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
And again, this is kind of the same conversation that we have when we talk about marginalized communities going after each other instead of seeing the higher problem, the bigger problem. They did the same thing. It's like so many people's arguments about forgiving student loans, so many people's arguments about minimum wage being raised is that they did not earn it. So why should I care? And why should they get it if I didn't get it? Like, there's this level of like saying this is unfair for me. I didn't get it. So... but because the system has rigged it, that's what you see. And that's what they want you to blame instead of talking about the system in itself. And I know I'm about to go on to a rant about capitalism and all of these like narratives that are so wrong, in which they want to continue to make sure that there is a large gap between wealth and blue collar. Like, there is just this giant narrative that people still keep feeding into because it becomes, I didn't get that. Why should they?
Right.
Which, if you're that person, you need to look at yourself. A. B. Truly see how would have been beneficial and maybe it would be better for your kids along the end, even though you may not have gotten it. Your kids, wouldn't it be so much better? I hope you love your kids enough, if this is you or your niece or, you know, the younger communities, but you want them to have the better end. You want them to have the things that you wish you had. Like, those are the conversations that I really think is that's being left behind, because empathy is, A, rare, even though everybody wants to say they're empaths. I'm not even going to go there. B, the system has worked so well in brainwashing. Oh, my God. I swear to God, I'm not talking about conspiracies. But in brainwashing so many of us into finding someone else to blame outside of seeing the bigger picture.
I agree. And I think, on top of that, it's really everybody, but especially when it comes to marginalized folks and women, the system has been so effective at turning us all into victim blamers and all of us saying, I'm not worth that. Or because right now the space is so small that we allow, like we're always shrinking and always trying to take up as little space as possible. in the back of your head, you're just, yeah, that kind of grateful mentality. Like, they could replace me in a heartbeat and it would be easy. And it's very, very damaging. And I think in those articles that are like, women, here's how you negotiate, like, I get it, but they annoy me so much.
Right. Well, and let's be honest. First of all, they are not very helpful because they're too generic. They're a good starting point, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Some of them are,
company, they act differently. There are some amazing companies that you should look towards and would hopefully set up some standards. But for me, like coming into a whole different world, I had to ask a lot of questions. And I'm a nosy person, so I was willing. Mm-hmm. I started asking everyone to the point they're like, what's happening? Are you trying to trap me? I'm like, no, I don't know this business. And I want to understand what this is.
Yeah. And that's a really good point. I think that's a good point to end on. As frustrating as it is, as much as it shouldn't be this way, I take heart in when I took this job, the past host, Kristen Caroline, gave me so much. Like, when you negotiate, ask for this, make sure they do that. Like, they were very open. And if they hadn't been, I would have probably not even known to ask.
Right.
And I love that I'm seeing that happen where the women in our friend group and our support group and our colleagues are being very like, look, I had to fight for this, but I think it's important. You should definitely ask for this. Kind of finding that camaraderie.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. Don't be afraid to ask. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to talk. If someone tells you something is illegal and it sounds sketchy, go look it up for yourself because it probably is.
Yes. Yes. I remember like somebody told me once it was illegal to say how much you made. And then I was asking around about it. And they're like, no, it's not. That would be terrible in like a mafia world we're living in. So yeah, definitely ask. Definitely ask. And hopefully, I think we can return to this maybe. I would love to look into now in our time of like pandemic and COVID and the great resignation, how negotiating has changed and how people have kind of, their mindset has changed around it. So
yeah,
sure, we'll come back to that. But in the meantime, listeners, if you would like to email us, you can. Our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffWeNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
She's a badass.
Mm-hmm. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.